Commercial honey producer Chris Warner keeps about 1,600 hives scattered around 45 locations near Milwaukee and eastern Wisconsin. In the winter, he trucks them all down to Florida to raise queens and colonies to sell. Things went well last year down south, but the situation changed dramatically when he got his bees back home.
In July, I should have been putting out hundreds of supers a day, and I was coming back with almost as many every day as I was going out with. The bees just didn't need the space.
His bees weren't making and storing much honey, and that was indeed a bad sign. Warner ended up losing about 50% of his bees this year. It wasn't just that his bees weren't producing enough honey. There were other, far more bizarre things going on. That's left Warner with a lot of unanswered questions.
Why were the bees clinging to screens on people's houses? Why were they on the hoods and tops of cars? Why were they landing in these odd, silly places, especially when the yard of bees was so close?
It's this sort of strange bee behavior and the disappearing of bees, or so-called colony collapse disorder, that has the industry in an uproar. According to Wisconsin Honey Producers President Tim Fulton, there is still so much to be learned.
The researchers keep promising that they'll have an answer, but I think it's going to be more complex than just one entity or one item.
Fulton's not alone in his thinking that bee mortality may be caused by a combination of factors, like poor management of hives, insecticides, stress, perhaps from travel. Mites are also a huge problem. They cling to the bees. There's a type that crawls inside their throats. There are many diseases. There's no question, today, the honeybees got it rough. Overall, Fulton says honey producers in the state are losing about 30% of their bees annually. Last year, some larger commercial producers like Warner lost even more. But it was no picnic for Wisconsin's smaller beekeepers either. Gene Wooler of Mount Horeb and other in-state smaller producers haven't had issues with colony collapse per se, but the mites are vicious and the winters are long.
Yeah, when you go out there and you only have 5 to 7 colonies live, that's a hard hit. It really gave us a jolt. But that's also farming. In farming you have to work with nature. And if you don't read all the signs, then you have to pay the piper.
Wooler, Warner, Fulton, and many other Wisconsin beekeepers are doing a lot of experimenting to try to avoid a repeat of last year. Many are trying new medications or more natural remedies like powdered sugar and thymol to control mites. They're focusing on nutrition and altering how they feed bees. Their recipes vary, but they're spending a lot of time on their hives and a lot of money. And even though science can't offer a single conclusive answer on why so many bees are dying, Warner says it's not the end of bees, and he's not without hope.
I'm not that depressed about it. I'm just tired. I get really tired of rebuilding all the time. I do lose heart sometimes looking at all the loss and all those bees. But again, you have to realize we'll rebuild them again.
And as he readies the last of his trucks full of hives for the trip down south, Warner looks forward to the Florida sunshine and hopes for a brighter future for his bees. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.